This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The FAA is investigating after an air traffic control center in Longmont lost contact for more than 90 seconds with several planes over Colorado on Monday. David Riley is a retired air traffic controller. He suspects outdated equipment may be to blame.
These guys, these controllers, are doing their best with the tools that they have, but sometimes they don't have the tools to get the job done.
The planes remained far apart and were never in danger. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser believes an effort by President Trump and the Justice Department to free former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters from prison will fail.
There's no way in which state charges can somehow be countermanded by even the federal Justice Department. We have our own system. We enforce our criminal laws, and the federal government can't hijack that system.
Peters was found guilty for helping facilitate unauthorized access to county voting equipment that she was supposed to safeguard. She's serving 9 years in prison. Health advocates say the congressional budget bill will cost Colorado a lot of money in added costs for Medicaid. One estimate calculates nearly 14 million people could lose insurance nationally. Adam Fox of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the number is likely hundreds of thousands of Coloradans. He says the bill passes costs to the state that it can't afford.
It will cost us tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to administer work requirements that are proposed that just add administrative barriers when people need care.
The Republican-led budget would enact trillions in tax cuts. They say it aims to cut waste and fraud. This is CPR News.